This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we're checking in with State Representative Court Boyce. Court, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we have gotten past the election recently. Wanted to kind of back up, give you an opportunity to talk about not only your race, but some of the others, especially the legislative races around Oregon. What was your take on what took place?
Well, for my race, my three counties were very good to me. I think I got a total of 67%, so not unexpected, but we worked really hard. We worked hard for other candidates at the state level, Lathrop and others. And, some bittersweet news. You know, at the federal level, as the golden age really began, and so it's just given a lot of people a lot of hope and optimism. Election's not over, though. We're, as you know, Kyle, sitting at 25 on the House minority side, and we have one race, House District 22, Tracy Kramer, that is down all of a sudden by about, she was up 400 or 450, I think, last Friday, and she's down now by about two or three dozen votes. So we're drawing the battle lines. We are looking for volunteers. We're going to cure all the ballots, and she's a wonderful mom. She is just a terrific legislator, and we're a little bit concerned, because that would put us, if we lose her, we'll be at 24. That would put us into a 3/5 super minority, and then any tax bills can be passed by our opposition.
Now, what county is she mainly in?
It's I actually went door to door for her a couple months ago, and it's primarily Northeast Salem. And it's a pretty diverse, diverse group that in that part. It's just always been a really purple district, and so that's why we're working so hard to do everything we can to make sure the proper votes are counted and that we prevail in the end.
Now, if you end up with a super minority, that means both chambers are going to be in that status as well.
You know, I just got back from the Dave Barton Wall Builders Pro Family Conference in Texas, my wife and I, late last night. And it's to be down there and learn that one time it was one vote, and that's how intense it is here in Oregon. So, yeah, we're already working for the 26th governor's race, and, just drawing a battle line so that we can avoid being in a solid minority in the House, Senate, and or minorities, I should say, House, Senate, and the governor's race. So a lot of work to do, but we knew that Oregon is worth defending, and that's what it takes, and hard work. We're not bashful about that at all, of course.
Now, I know before the session starts next year, you've got legislative days. Remind folks when those are going to be.
Yeah, that's next week, or excuse me, I'm sorry, after Thanksgiving, it'll be second week in December. So we're getting our bills lined up, and as I mentioned, the Pro Family Conference, just a lot to do with protecting our kids, supporting public safety, law enforcement, all the rural issues that we just have to keep pounding that, beating that drum of common sense logic. And we have been getting some good news, though, on the National Forest Front. I'm right in the middle of that on ways to increase the timber harvest. As you also know, Kyle, we've had, I think it's 8 or 9 mills shut down in the last 20 months in our state, and it's just absolutely horribly unacceptable to not bring the great Douglas fir tree that needs to be harvested and brought to our mills.
And what are your priorities as you look at the next session?
I'm getting not to overstate here, or it's a process of learning. So those 2 years have given me a chance to have a little better influence and understand how to make things work, the whole legislative lawmaking process. I'm enjoying it tremendously. My crew is rising to the level of being as effective as we possibly can, which is proud to represent, a fourth of Douglas, a third of Douglas County, half of Coos County, and all of Curry County, and kind of team up with the other rural legislators. And, you know, we've got this entire transportation package going. We've got fire fighting funding. And, Kyle, it just constantly comes back to the Douglas fir tree is the answer and how we manage that. And that's active management and wise harvest. And we can bring Oregon back. And we're determined to never give up on all of that.
What have you heard, if anything, so far from the governor's office or from the Democratic leaders about what some of their agenda items will be for next year's session?
That's a good question. You know, they're pretty quiet. They're putting a lot of effort and muscle into winning this hotly contested seat. And so the battle lines are drawn. And so, we have to assume that they will continue to do work that's antithetical to the interest of rural Oregon. And so it's easy to speculate. The assumptions are there that they'll do more of the same, and that's bills that take away parental rights, that move more businesses out of our state, where, just frankly, they give up and say, we've got to go somewhere else. You know, we just have to be that very tough firewall.
Now, you mentioned being at this conference in Texas. Tell us more about that.
It's, I got to listen to Glenn Beck and forgot how funny he was. He's just a phenomenal speaker, great patriot, one of the most common sense and logical thinking conservative people that you'll ever meet. And so we just did a lot of committee work, met with legislators from 35 other states and got some really good ideas on how to kind of get through the process of persuading the opposition. We funded that mostly by our personal bank accounts. And, of all the states I've been to, I've never actually been to Texas before. So just a very well-organized program and all about the value of the Constitution and what it means to be an American and stuff. It's the way I was raised, but just to have it reinforced and speak to people that just have tremendous hearts and see the danger of losing our families, and it's just simple. It's a pro business, pro family outlook on what makes America special and how to preserve that.
State Representative Court Boyce with us. Before we wrap up, anything else you want to cover?
No, I just get me on after legislative days, or if you ever have any questions, I know you'll contact me. And Court Boyce for Oregon.com. Post-election, the work is we're going on the offense, and despite our low numbers, I'm working with some phenomenal people, Kyle. So don't hesitate to contact me or David Brocksmith, Virgil Osborne, Alex Carlados. Our sleeves are rolled up.
All right. State Representative Court Boyce on the Morning Conversation. It's 8:40.
Fisher's Hearth and Home will give you toasting your